Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, March 26th. Today on Forbes, Mozilla Foundation's Mark Sermon on launching an AI startup for all. Mozilla, the not-for-profit force behind the Firefox browser, is launching an AI-focused startup with a mission to create an open-source and trustworthy alternative to emerging heavyweights like ChatGPT. The company last week announced that Moez Dryef, a former global chief scientist with Capgemini Invent, will head the venture, which has a $30 million seed investment from Mozilla Foundation. Mozilla Foundation President Mark Sermon spoke with Forbes about the new venture, called Mozilla.ai, in a wide-ranging interview on Forbes Talks about the threats and promise of the new technology. He also talked about how the 25-year-old company will approach AI differently. He says, quote, AI is what the web was 25 years ago. It's the fabric of how we make things. He argues that the risk is not just that, quote, the very tiny set of players controlling the whole of our economy rush into creating products with unintended consequences, but that they focus solely on where they can make a profit. He says, quote, some of the biggest companies humanity has ever built are rushing with all this AI innovation to do what they're naturally designed to do, which is consolidate control. This is hardly a new realm of discussion for Mozilla, which has been focused on generating discussion and innovation around AI for the past few years. The startup also comes at a time when Microsoft, a major investor in ChatGPT parent OpenAI, laid off a key AI ethics team. Sermon says that, of course, competition will be fierce. He says, quote, if you went back to 25 years ago when Mozilla started and said, well, you've got this open source code from this browser that's not popular anymore, go beat the biggest technology company in the world, you would have gotten laughed out of the room. Instead, it actually reopened the web and actually led to most of the modern web properties and social networks we have today. We need to start building some technology that shows that AI can work differently, something that's an independent alternative to where the big players are headed, and that's where Mozilla.ai is going to be. Mozilla itself came together in reaction to what the Justice Department later determined to be monopolistic behavior on the part of Microsoft in requiring PC manufacturers to license and install its browser, Internet Explorer, as a condition of using its software. With the release of Netscape Browser Suite source code, the Mozilla community created a standalone free browser, Firefox. Mozilla Corporation, a subsidiary of the non-for-profit foundation that Sermon heads, remains a developer of free open-source browsers, apps, code, and tools. Sermon says, quote, we're both activists and pragmatics, advocates and builders of technology. We are sticking to our mission of keeping the internet open and accessible to all, and also making it something that's the benefit of humanity. For full coverage and to see the whole interview with Mark Sermon on Forbes Talks, check out Diane Brady's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.